So I'm really into music. So lately I've been studying vibration. So I thought it was really interesting what JJ had mentioned about basically everything's a vibration or everything's a frequency. And at the core of the universe, everything in our solar system runs at a certain rhythm, a beat. And we've come up with seconds as sort of the core rhythm that can be divided up nicely, fairly nicely into a single unit. And that's basically where our heartbeat should normally be at, is at that same pace. And when we get outside of that, if you have too low of a heartbeat, you have certain health issues. If you Google like low heart rate, there's certain health issues that you have. And if you have a really high heart rate, then you probably need to calm down. But so a single hertz is a single beat per second. So it's like, what is a hertz? So that's what a hertz is. Single hertz is one beat per second or a wave per second, right? So every time it's hitting this point, that's a second. One, two. So, and a lot of music happens at 120 beats per second, which is, a multiple of that. That's where music tends to usually have that pace. So, so if you take a single hertz and you keep multiplying it, a single vibration, and you keep multiplying it faster and faster by two every single time, you get, one, two, four, et cetera. It looks a lot like, computer binary, basically, where you get four, eight, on and on and on. You just keep multiplying it. Eventually, you'll hit a number that's close to where we currently in modern day tune everything. Everything in modern day, every piano you go to, except for certain, certain globally recognized orchestras, but generally all tuned to what's called concert pitch, which is at 440 hertz. So what that means is they tuned the A note to 440 hertz. That wasn't always the case. This was decided by an organization, and you can go look at all the conspiracy behind it, but people say basically the Nazis gave us 440 hertz. So, but you can look that up for yourself on Google.
Before the Nazis, was it 440?
No. In fact, there were the French, I believe I read, fought against this coming down the pipe. They were like, 440 will be bad. It will cause all of our singers to damage their vocal cords because it's not resonant right. And there's people on the internet now that claim 440 causes hearing loss. What? It causes you to have to listen to music louder because it's not as resonant. So at 440, every single note is not a perfect multiple of a hertz. It's this infinite decimal. So one note might be like 132. So it goes on forever. If you keep multiplying this, you'll get to something really close to this that's discordant with it, which is 432. 432 is a factor of 2. It can be divided all the way back down to being in line with this. So if you take one hertz and make that a C note, eventually you'll get to 432 being A instead of 440. Does that make sense? So this is perfectly resonant. There are all kinds of harmonic tones and notes can happen within that same vibration, and it's resonant all the way down. Whereas at 440, everything else becomes discordant. It causes chaos, and it's actually impossible at 440, if you take all the other notes, to tune them perfectly, because they can't be tuned. They're infinite fractions, right? Does that make sense? So this is essentially out of tune with the universe, with your DNA, with everything else. They say a blade of grass, for example, resonates at a certain frequency. DNA will repair at a certain frequency. And has anyone ever heard of solfeggio tones? So supposedly there's these tones that are resonant. And so if you take water and you blast it with sound and you do it at certain pitches, or if you take a sound plate and dump salt on it or sand and vibrate it at certain tones, as you increase the tones, the vibration higher and higher and higher, only certain ones will create geometric patterns and shapes that are beautiful, and in water or in sand. 432 is one of them. At 440, the sand goes into chaos. It breaks down. At 432, it will create like circles and resonant shapes. And you can find, if you do a search on YouTube for 432, 440, you'll see all these videos of people comparing it. So there's a lot of people that know about this stuff, but I just recently discovered this and was totally excited. So, every guitar tuner, every piano tuning fork, everything is tuned at 440 because way back when a bunch of people decided, well, let's make this standard. And so some people are now claiming that it causes all kinds of problems. And in blind sort, well, in tests where people put up MP3s of songs where they just slow it down just a tiny bit so it's 8 hertz less and it's in tune with 432, people prefer the song more and like the song more. They feel like it's more.
So is there an effort to like
change it?
Change it?
Yeah. Is there an effort to change it?
Yeah, I mean, is there
most people are pretty ignorant of it, and at 432 and 440, I mean, it's so slight, nobody notices the difference. If I had my guitar at 432 and Larry had his at 440, we tried playing together, one of our guitars would sound a little bit flat. Mine would sound flat. It'd sound out of tune with his.
But not to everybody.
So they'd be discordant with each other,
right,
which is essentially what this does to us. So what I found personally when I tune my guitar, anyone play guitar? Even a little?
Larry.
Just Larry and me? Okay. So,
yeah, so
what I found at 432, guitars have what are called harmonics. There's certain spots where there's harmonics. I found that harmonics will resonate longer. My strings will vibrate longer at 432 than at 440. And even older strings will sound better and more resonant. And my strings will last longer at 432.
But how do you know you're at 432 or 440? Is there a test?
Every guitarist has a tuner somewhere. So a tuner, if I could show you, I was just using my phone. So usually any tuner, like a guitar tuner, do a note like, so it's saying I'm close to G right there. So and it says how many hertz. I'm at like 192.4, it says. So
that tells how many hertz you're singing?
Yeah.
Really?
So every guitar tuner usually you'll see on it 440. You can actually go into just about any guitar tuner and change it to 432. And there's different orchestras that will do it they all tune to 444 or different tunings depending on where they play because they feel like their concert hall resonates better at a different pitch. But and back in the day, a lot of different, it was sort of arbitrary. So they came up with 440 as a standard, but a lot of people were up
in arms. Could we say ohms to the right hertz, megahertz? Yeah.
Yeah, you could if they were in tune with certain notes. And so the problem is if the whole world's operating at 440 and I go tune my guitar to 432 and try and play with them, it won't sound very good because it's just slightly flat. Does that make sense? So everybody just says, okay, fine, everything's 440. It's the standard, let's do it. Just like keyboards, everybody does QWERTY, even though QWERTY layout was invented to make everything really hard for typists, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually relearned to type in Dvorak, which is
really
totally different. Yeah, I'm really nerdy. So 432, there are some people are trying to get people to tune to 432 or 528. And basically, an octave or in tune with 528, the next resonant is 444. So these two will resonate on sound plates. They'll look pretty in water. And so 440 is right in between and is discordant with both of those. So it's like the perfect evil tone, you know, or frequency to tune everything to. It puts all of the other notes out of a perfect vibration with one another.
Yeah.
This is true.
How about music in India? I understand they use a different music, have a different note system there.
I've never looked that up, but they may be more linked to solfeggio tones, which don't sound as pretty to us because they're not on the current eight-note scale.
A lot different.
Yeah, so maybe they're related to solfeggio tones or whatever. Some interesting things is that some artists, including the Beatles, would record at 440 because that was standard, but then they didn't like how it sounded, so they would speed it up a little or slow it down until it sounded right. So a really beloved song, Imagine, he actually sped it up a little bit. So if you play along with it on your piano, it won't sound right. It's a little bit out of tune. His is a little bit sharp. So he actually went up to 444. by adjusting that pitch.
Now, did he do it on purpose, or did he?
I think he did it. I think he did it intuitively because he didn't feel like it sounded quite right. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, 444 is also considered 528 pitch. They're both, you know, in line with each other. You know, the note distances. So 528 is considered the, some people say, the hertz that our solar plexus chakra operates, and some people say it's the vibration of love. They say the blade of a blade of grass vibrates at that frequency. And DNA people say that at 528 hertz, DNA actually will repair itself if it's bombarded with this frequency. So, because it's resonant. So, but this, even at 444, though, you end up with certain notes that are infinite fractions on a standard 8-note scale. Or, you know, so 432 is the only one that every note is aligned and is a perfect vibration, doesn't have a decimal point after it. Does that make sense? So, and me personally, this one feels better vibration-wise to me than 444, but this is definitely better to me than this. That's my own experimenting.